that track. And then we started off with Tina Turner, River Deep, Mountain High. And when, you know, when Tina talks about loving you more than she loved that rag doll as a child, you know, that's some real love. Just that passion, that grit, that rasp that she has. Oh my God, what a unique voice that that lady has. So, such a powerful song. Love it. And it's a, it showcases a big motion picture style of love. So I love that track right now. But as I've promised you guys all show long, we definitely are going to get into our analysis, you know, type of breakdown of Jasmine Sullivan's latest project, Hotels. So we're going to get into conversation in the studio. Let's get it.
It's time for Conversations in a Cafe.
Hey, didn't you steal that from Janet Jackson?
Oh, my bad. It's time for Conversations in a Studio. They won't notice that, right?
Oh, for sure.
Conversations in a Studio. Not a Janet Jackson reference at all.
All right, everyone. Yes. Welcome, welcome. We are about to start Conversations in a Studio. It's not with Zach this week. It's with my good friend, Sully. And I think he's the perfect person to have on this Conversations in a Studio because we are discussing Jasmine Sullivan's Hotels, as I've been telling you throughout the whole episode. Hi, Sully. How are you?
Hi, Nikki. I'm good. And you?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing, y'all, because he clearly does not do radio often. But it's you know, it's all good. We're going to have fun today. I am very well. Unfortunately, there's a lot of snow. It keeps happening. That's the thing. Like, it keeps coming. And I don't know why. Like, I'm so over this freaking month. I mean, it's my birthday month, so I'm like happy because it's my birthday all month. Side note. No, it is. Like, I actually just got another birthday gift yesterday. Shout out to y'all who recognize that Aquarians are the best sign.
Okay.
you don't have to agree, but it's a fact. Now we're talking about Jasmine Sullivan. First, I think we should talk about Hotels, like first initial thoughts. Then we'll go like into these track by tracks because I don't know about you, but I like absolutely love Jasmine. And I'm kind of, the reason I'm a little bit upset with her is because I don't get enough Jasmine, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what do you do all day? You should be just singing. You just use your, because, like, what else are you doing, Jasmine? But I, you know, love her, mean it. But what did you think of the overall project when you first heard it?
I loved it. I loved every part of it. First time I heard it was the, like, didn't listen to the interludes as much, but it's Jasmine Sullivan. She has a wonderful voice. And the topic was something that I was interested in because I was wondering if people got the messages in every single song. It was wonderful. It's Jasmine Sullivan. She can sing. She can really, really sing.
She can sing. She can sing. With an A. Okay. All right. My initial thoughts when I first heard this, well, I did listen to the interludes. I don't even consider them, like, I know they're interludes, but they're more like, I don't know. I don't have a word, but they're more like making it make sense. They're like interwoven into the story. They're like, you know, when you're watching a movie and, oh, they're like narrators. That's what the story, yeah, the tales are. I immediately was hooked on the concept because I'm, if anybody knows me, even like, you know, my first little project that I worked on, I like a good theme. I like a good concept. When artists have a concept in mind, it shows that, you know, they put a little extra thought and care into it. So I really appreciated that. And obviously, as Sully said, with the theme, it was something that we don't always hear women address like boldly like that, because they think we're supposed to kind of just like not talk about that or just let men to rap about it. So it was very interesting to hear this. And we you had that first track, Bodies, which is like the intro track, but it sounds so, like, in my opinion, the sound of it is very confused. Do you like, you know, a little hazy, a little under the influence? Do you get that vibe?
Hazy under the influence.
Because, you know, she's just gotta stop getting effed up. What did I have in my cup? I don't know where I woke up.
When you say under the influence or after under the influence, after you made a horrible decision and now you're regretting every single part of it, and now you're literally having that moment of, what was I doing? What have I been doing? Moment of regret.
Yes, absolutely. But usually, exactly. After being under the influence, like reflecting moment, regretting. But I think that usually if you've woken up after, like, she, like when she just woke up after a night like that, if you've consumed that much that you're asking these questions, you probably still have some in your system. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like as the day goes on, you'll notice your head gets clearer and clearer, because when you just woke up, it's still like, ugh, what, it's like so foggy. Then when you wait, when you later on in the day, you're like, oh yeah, like you have a good carb filled meal, you know, you get your hangover meal, and then you'll feel better. But I love how it starts, because it catches my attention. It's like, oh, I want to know what happens. You know what I mean?
Now, picture it. Was she at the person's house while she was saying all of this? Or was she at home?
Well,
shame. Like, what was happening when this was happening?
You don't know who you went home with, who you went home with again. Was it your friend or a friend of a friend? Yo, this is too real. This is too real, you know? Even if... Listen, let me tell y'all something, ladies. Even if it's not something that's a regular occurrence in your whole life, you know, it's like something that doesn't happen all the time. At least once, I think every woman, every person probably in general that, you know, is active in these streets a little bit, you probably had one of these nights where you immediately regretted. Now, she doesn't know if it's a friend of a friend. She doesn't even know if it was a he. Was it four? Was he a four? Was he a 10? Like, she doesn't know anything. She even tells herself, you're getting sloppy. This is the conversation you have either as you're getting dressed, trying to find your underwear, and he's either passed out or he's already left. You know, maybe he works in the morning, because y'all know a lot of y'all like to do this Sunday night clubbing and y'all still going to work in the AM. I don't know why. Or even like people, you know, who do work weekends, they go to club on Saturday, they work Sunday mornings. So I feel like when I'm hearing this, the guy's gone or he's asleep, because she's able to reflect this deeply because he's not in the way.
You just looked back at your work and you're like, what is that?
She's like, who is this guy? Like, what happened? Like, oh, Jasmine, I feel you, girl. I'm so sorry. You know, but this is what we get into. So we're like immediately like, okay, what is this about to be? Now this is an EP. It goes into Antoinette's tale. So Antoinette, she talks about, I can't say the first, N-words cannot handle if a woman takes the same liberties as them, especially with regards to sex. Like, our society teaches them to be so wrapped up in themselves and their own conquest that they forget we're sexual beings as well. Plus, their egos are often way too fragile to ever handle a woman who owns and has any real agency over her body. And we're to blame as well, because we're out here telling them that the is theirs when it's actually... when in actuality it's ours. And yo, do you have thoughts on that?
No, none. She said it exactly right from a perspective of a woman. It's quite all right.
I feel like with Antoinette's tell, it's introducing the main theme of the album, because it, I'm not the album, the EP, because it goes back and forth with this theme of sexual liberty or sexual captivity, meaning like, it goes back and forth between, is it like something that we want to be liberally free about, or are we using sex because we think it's the only way to get the things out of life that we want? And I love that duality in the project. So then it goes into one of my favorite songs on the EP, Pick Up Your Feelings. This track, I think my favorite part of it is vocally, it is stunning. You know what I mean? But it feels like an authentic, okay, not saying that the other songs don't feel like that, but this one feels as to, because I remember when it came out after Lost Ones. It was the second promotional single used. It made me feel more of like what I was expecting from Jasmine, like based off of, you know, reality show and past projects. Pick Up Your Feelings was like, oh, okay, good. Like I'm still going to get some of this Jasmine on here that's very swaggy, very confident in herself, and understands what she's going to accept and what she's not going to accept. Pick Up Your Feelings was such a rude thing to say. Like just in this, like when you hear the songs and the way she, the little stop of the runs that she does, don't forget to come in. And then she does a little run right there. And it's like, why are you doing that? Like, that's so rude. You're telling this guy to, oh yeah, you got everything. Don't forget to pick up your mouth from the floor. Pick up your little heart there. Take that.
this was where she did the run that everyone was trying to do over social media.
Yeah, Jasmine always has a run that people are trying to do over social media. They had that, they had the Jasmine, one of the challenges before with the Insecure song. I forgot what it's called. Is it called Insecure? Yeah, it's called Insecure, off of the Insecure soundtrack. And then now they did a challenge with this one. It was just,
hey man, it's fun. Is to, good.
Yo.
He is good.
This and the instrumental, and this is a little like southern. I don't know if it's a little like, you know, like in a western kind of club type, not club, like wherever those cowboys be at, a little bit gives me that vibe.
Country?
Not country. It gives me a little western sound, like a little, it goes a little bit into like some kind of blues R&B storytelling.
Ah, okay, I get what you mean.
Yeah,
it does sound very bluesy. Yeah, I mean, she's giving this dude the business. Like, it's really, she's really on her bad B word moment. Like, hey, N word, be gone.
That's the confidence. It. Yes, yes.
I love it.
Because we have those moments, right? We have those moments where we're really confident. I mean, it doesn't mean that next month she might not be back with him, because I've seen those girls.
Oh, no.
I've seen those I girls too. Not. Hey, listen, I have had people, this is what I don't like. And this is because I was not this person, and I haven't never been this person in relationships, to call and complain about my dude nonstop. Like, if I'm having issues in a relationship, you're not even gonna know, because it's like, because y'all look dumb sometimes. And I love my friends that are relationships, but sometimes it's like, Jesus, like, are you gonna leave or not? Because or just leave me alone. How about that? How about leave me out of it? And we go ahead.
No, sometimes you don't want to be the dead person in a relationship, but sometimes you don't want to hear other people's trouble. Like, I'm calling you over here to have a good time. Don't bring your problems with you.
Right. Or also, you might not have a person, like, because I'm a good sounding board. You can like bounce your ish off me, and I understand your personality. Like, I have a specific friend. She's like, I know that she'll just get into a situation where she starts to panic. And then she'll call me and she'll say, you know, I don't know what to do. I think I'm leaving him. We have a house together. I don't know what to do. And I just, like, at first, when she first started doing that, I wasn't sure, like, what she was trying to say by these moments. Now I understand that she just wants to talk. You know what I mean? She's not going to leave him. It's not happening. She just has a day. She needs a day where she can cry and be like, and then the next day she's gonna realize she overreacted, that her expectations are completely unrealistic, and she'll be like, oh, I don't know what I was tripping. She'll literally say, I was tripping. You know how I be. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why I just don't say anything. Like,
I have to learn that. See, most of the time when someone does that to me, I get too invested. I'm like, let's ride, and then they flake out, and I'm just like egg on my face.
Yeah,
I need to just learn to just, you know. Vince.
Yeah, let people handle their relationships. All right. And then we get into Ari's tale, which, you know, Ari was speaking to me as if she knew me. Okay. And, you know, I hope that some of the listeners can understand this. She starts off with, I was damn near willing to just let him talk to me crazy, because that was out of this world. Like, yes, daddy. Yes. Okay. Like, I was literally willing to ruin my career. If this ever came out, who it was, who would be like, oh no, you would be like, itch, do you know what Google says? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But also know that. Whoa. Also, but also know what that D said. That D spoke life into me. Invigoration, blessing, soul, turmoil. Just, you know, and it continues off into just praising the D. Ari, listen, I love Ari Lennox. She's real.
Do you watch her Instagram live?
Yo, she'd be very real. I've seen one of her lives, but I didn't know that she continued them. But when she goes live, she's so real. I love how she just asks people like real questions. Seriously.
Like, there was this episode where like Kim Stanfield came on and she was so distraught. Like,
why?
She said, nah.
She likes
it. I don't know if she likes it. She was like, I heard what people say about you. You can't be here. Like, she was having flashes.
Oh, really?
This is why
I didn't know they were saying stuff about Lakeith Stanfield. I know. I've heard some. I actually heard a little bit of negative stuff, but I don't.
Negative?
Yeah, from his ex. But, you know, I don't. She was on she played on a show on OWN called Cherish the Day that I love. She looks a little like Brandy, but sounds exactly like Brandy, like when she talks. I think it might be an LA thing. But I don't know. She's a beautiful girl. She just had some interesting things to say. They have a baby together and everything. But you can't take the opinion of just one person about to form your whole perspective of another. So
true. Well, like even special, so.
Anyways, but yeah, so she talks about that, and obviously it goes into a song called Put It Down. So that whole Ari's tale is about being demotized. Women get demotized. It's a fact. It's a truth. Okay, it happens the same way, and men get pee whipped. They do. They really do. Also, this is an adult conversation, so I really hope that you guys don't have your children listening, really. But and men get pee whipped as well. So it's very interesting that she said that. She was like very honest, like, yo, I was acting stupid for this guy, like, and I knew it. Like, you know, when you're having other outer body experience, you could see yourself doing dumb stuff, but it was that good. And of course it goes into Put It Down, which is a great song. He lives with his mama, but I treat him like a king. It's the first line in the first verse. So it's like,
hey, that is love. Don't look at it anyway. It's love. That is the Lawrence Issa. Well, it should have been the Lawrence Issa love. But, you know.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen with Lawrence and Issa, because now.
I know Lawrence is a full-fledged F word.
Because now Condolences is pregnant. I mean, spoiler alert if y'all don't know, but I mean, you should have watched right now. but yes, and this song is a little light. It's fun. It has a very it doesn't have a serious vibe to it. I feel like the chorus just really flows really nicely. It's just like, it's airy, you know, it's light, it's fun, and we get into some deeper things a little later down the EP. So I appreciate this kind of like taking a funny tongue-in-cheek type look at being demotized.
When he be asking me for money, I never tell him no.
Hey,
is that wrong for him to do?
Well, is it wrong for him to do, but who allows it, who enables it, right?
Yes, it's all her fault. She's the enabler. I like that.
I didn't say it's all her fault, Sully. I did. That's not what I said. You little woman hater.
Hey, man.
I didn't say that, but it's like, it's also like, listen, it's just like Ari was saying on her tale. She understands that she is being irrational currently and that she is blinded by a certain thing. So yes, she said he lives with his mama. Jasmine said he lives with his mama, but she treats him like a king. Do you know what the man has to do for you to respect him? Because we all know how a lot of us are, especially Black women. You live with who? Oh, no. Oh, no. So that means he has something out of this world, okay? And let me tell you, women, especially when it comes to sexually, it's not always you find somebody that is that compatible and makes you... a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, as I would say. It's not very often, because some guys just don't know what they're doing out here in these streets. So I can understand Ari. I understand you, Jasmine, when it's like, damn, like, I can't. Well, what do I?
So then a question. If you find a guy that is really good, are you all right with sharing? Because you love women, right? And you want women to have to have a wonderful life, right? Are you down to share?
Bye. So we're just, he's so stupid. We go into On It, which is, again, it's just going on the fact that it's like, sometimes, you know, you just want to sit on it. And this song is more, I really like the features on this project, because I feel like they each fit the vibe of the artist accurately. This song almost even felt more like an Ari Lennox song to me, if you guys know Ari Lennox music, more than a Jasmine song. What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds just like BMO.
Mm-hmm.
The song is so... When I listen to it, I visually see it. Oh. It's freaking graphic.
Okay.
I can't talk about the song in a PG version. Like, it's just...
I want to sit on it. You can say it.
Well, I can say it. I know. It's just, it's,
So she starts off, I mean, they start off together. I want to sit on it. So tell me why you deserve it. Come and prove why I should move. Spin on it. That is, goodness
gracious. Trying to helicopter on, oh God.
It's, I mean, listen, it's these, it's this, on it is a song that it could either be in a reward type of fashion, like, wow, come, you deserve it, this is wow, like, you, let me come and prove, you know what I mean, show me why I, you know. And then it's also, it could just be pure, like, this is all about me, like, that's nice that you're gonna get some pleasure out of this, but currently I want to sit on it, like, this is me, this is about me. And this is, and that's what I like about it. It's very slow. It's very easing in. It's a very sultry song. You know what I mean? This is one of those songs. If y'all just went through your little Valentine's Day stuff, you know, y'all that have people, I'm not bitter, but.
No, this song is not, this song, this is her having a moment with dude that lives with her mom, with his mom.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this is not for lovers.
It could be for lovers. She's in love with the guy that does with his mom. Or at least she's in lust with him.
Bill Bowlegged Hood N-word with... Okay. Yeah.
I can't even say... She got it wetter than... I can't even say that. Like, wow.
It innuendos into innuendos. This...
Be the Nia to the Hood Lorenz Tate. Y'all, if y'all ain't seen Love Jones, you're not going to get that. But that is... Interesting. All right.
Hey, A for writing.
I might, yo, song. Can I? Yes, thank you so much for bringing that up, because I want to highlight the writing all through this project. Jasmine is a co-writer on almost every track. We know her pen is mean. Ari co-wrote this track as well. Y'all, some, you know, you guys are freaky. It's cool though. We love freaky. It's cool. It's so probably, I just love it. It's so detailed. It's so, and it doesn't sound crass. It just sounds like, it sounds real.
That's the beautiful part. It sounds like poetry. It sounds like love making. Mm-hmm. Not, though it still sounds nasty.
Yes.
But it just sounds like you're really making a connection with this individual that you want to sit on.
Mm-hmm. And the songs are very memorable too. I'm saying each of them have their, like, they all fit together in the flow of the project, but they each have their, like, distinct, because of, I think obviously the details, the stories before and after help make them distinct little pockets, you know, of sound. So I like that.
So far, I really love her commitment to the theme. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where she's not deviating from it even a little bit, because, you know, sometimes when someone releases an EP, they want to make a party song or something that just sounds completely off, like they're taking a break from the theme, which is really just sad and very, just, it's not good to hear on a project. But I like the way that she's sticking to all of it.
I love it as well. And then we go into Donna's Tale. Now Donna is talking about some real stuff. All right. Basically what she's saying, and this is a conversation that we hear kind of in the background, it's a little different from the other tales where it feels like the women were speaking to us. This one, it seems like this was a conversation that was, like, recorded. And, you know, I'm gonna say, I would say this through my experiences, right? Women think, oh no, I don't trick, I don't hoe, I don't do none of that ish. Itch, every time you sleep with, even if you're married, you have tricked in your effing marriage. You have, because you know your husband is going to give you what you want the next day. Girl, I got to give him some so I can get that, et cetera, et cetera. That's the theme of Donna's Tale, okay? Mm-hmm. Is marriage glorified prostitution?
Okay, those are very harsh words. Well, glorified prostitution?
Well, this is what she's saying. If I F because I want to get something the next day, this is payment.
I think that the element that is different, we got... is the partners. It's not really, I don't think people have a problem with you getting money for a service being performed. It's the multiple partners that's the problem. I believe a lot of people have a problem with, because mm-hmm. we've been told STDs, STI, VDs, all of that come from multiple partners.
Babies.
Well, babies are not as bad as an STD.
No, yeah, they are, because a lot of the STDs are curable, excuse me. And a baby, if you're going to have a lifelong connection with a person, you want to make sure that this is a person you want to be connected to for the rest of your life.
This is true. It's been, this is true. I don't know, but I do understand her points. And marriage is about give and take. When you do something, you get something in return, hopefully. So it's the same thing. Yeah. It's just the fact that it's with one partner. But I think here she's talking, I think she's talking about those women that speak down on women that are quote unquote hoeing, tricking. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I feel better than you because I have a husband.
Right. But she's like, you're still kind of the same.
You're me with a ring. That's it. You're just me with a ring. You cook for him. They tell you the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So you're not cooking because of sustenance. You're trying to get something from this man. So I understand her. I agree with her 100%.
Well, this is a terrible kind of thought process a little bit as we go into price tags, which is a very intricately produced song, so expensive sounding. I love this like kind of, it's more mid-tempo than starting off into a little bit more serious vibe, I feel like, after this kind of takes a transition. But this is actually, even though it's a song that is slightly upbeat mid-tempo, it still has a serious subject matter if you listen to it, because it says that money keeps that wet. And basically it's like, yo, if you can afford it, you can have it. And by it, I don't mean the new TV at Best Buy.
You know what I mean? Ooh, you can get that too if you really do have it.
I mean, for sure. But it's like, this is a continuation of Donna's tale. It's like, yeah, it's like Jasmine saying, yep, exactly. My husband is here because he's an ATM. A Santa Claus, if you will. I sit on his lap and presents come under the tree.
I love this song. This is the thing, right? A lot of people are not pissed off with what other people have to say or do. It's when you try to hide it. I love the fact that in this song, she's like, oh, this is what I do and this is what it does for me. Mm-hmm. She's not trying to sneak it and say, oh, I really love it. No, this is why I'm doing this.
And it also is giving some, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it gives some validation and some empowerment to women who do sex work.
Yes, it's ownership, it's accountability. Like,
yeah,
I'm not hiding this. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I love doing this. Or this is what I'm doing for the moment.
Yeah.
There's nobody that will respect you for claiming your stuff.
Wonderful song though. Like, it even like the when it sounds it, and I say it sounds expensive, it sounds like there's money on the song. Like, there's like a little clang of, it kind of sounds like coins as well. I don't know if you heard that in the background. One of the lyrics that stood out as well is like, that's right, reach down and pull a cash out, make me love you, take your last out. I'm like, listen, and that's exactly what it is. The more you provide to me, the more I will love you, or I will give the appearance at least of loving you. And then we have a stellar, incredible fit of a feature here with Anderson .Paak.
What did someone say? Anderson .Paak is like hot sauce. He makes everything better. I love Anderson .Paak.
Did somebody say that? That's funny.
Yes.
Really? Okay. Well, I mean, I do think he's a certain type of hot sauce. I wouldn't put him on everything, but no. I think like exactly like I said with this EP, I feel like the features were very well thought out, and this one was perfect here. I love what he says. I love his flow here. I love how he actually switches in and out of a flow. And near the end, when he talks about the baby came out black as Samuel in Pulp Fiction, I'm light-skinned and my granddaddy Indian. You effing with the lineage and dividends. I was like, what? What?
Hey, man, that line, that whole, it reminds me of where Kanye West is like,
you 18 years, 18 years. And on his 18th birthday, found out.
What?
But then who's to blame? She got you. You should have been had that test done. And
really?
Well, yes, because she's, at the end of the day, I have to give props to who the winner is. In that situation, if you make it to 18 years and on the 18th birthday you found out it's not yours, she won.
Hey, man, the question is, are you new here? If you're not new here, then you should know what's going on.
Absolutely.
Because I think I'm out of lunch. You're feeding money, bro.
She took the feeding money, but here he's kind of noticing it at the beginning. The baby came out a little, you know, darker than I thought. We might need to, you know what I mean. But if the, I'm not saying it's right to trap people with babies. It's very wrong. But listen, what DP is saying is, girl, I get it. The whole time, it's not valid. It's not like, sorry, it's not justifying things. It's not saying what's right or wrong. It's just presenting situations like, yo, sometimes it's life, yo. Sometimes it has to happen, it has to go down. And I'm not saying it's right to trap people with babies. Once again, I'm just saying, you know, get it where you can fit it.
Is it really trapping?
That is like, trapping.
You know what it is. Like, you've been informed. You've been duly informed. This is not new information. It's like you trying cocaine and then surprised that you're addicted to it. It's like, she told you, cash out me.
Well, a lot of people still get surprised, man. Just like Snowfall, man. That girl took that hit, man. That good girl, I forgot her name. And, you know, she was surprised she got addicted because everybody, she thought, it's like you see something, but you're like, you think you're better than it. Like, I'm not going to get addicted like that person.
No, I mean, she knew, but she underestimated it.
Well, this is what these guys are doing. They're like, I can handle this. I can control it.
All right. Dead baby mama is calling, man.
Oh, you gotta go. It's your bedtime. okay, so Rashida's tale goes into Rashida's tale. Rashida done effed up, you know what I mean? And this is, Rashida's a human. I like Rashida because things happen. So I met this girl when I was 20 years old, and it was an instant connection between us two. She was very affectionate, loving, kind, caring, everything that you could dream of. And we ended up moving in together. She proposed to me, gave me a ring. She introduced me to her best friend. We went out together one night and we ended up sleeping together, and it crushed her. And when it hurt her, it hurt me. So Rashida out here, she slept with her girl's best friend. You know, they was, I think they was engaged or something. Maybe I missed that part. Yeah, she said she proposed to me, gave me a ring, and then she introduced me to her best friend. You know, the girl broke up with her, obviously. And she's someone I was mad. She caused a lot of pain, somebody she was in love with. She can't even give an explanation as to why she did it, but she knows that she effed up, and she can admit that. I like that. Let me tell you why, because a lot of women, a lot of people, but I see it a lot with women, when we eff up in a relationship, we're quick to blame the other person or not really take accountability for what happened unless we're in private. And then, you know, and then after a few months, it really comes out what really happened. Then you'd be saying like, yo, it wasn't really all him. Then you start reflecting and stuff. I like that she was human here and could admit it was like, no, she made me cheat, or, you know, like, she wasn't like giving me attention, so of course I went to look elsewhere. No, this wasn't a very big accountability time for Rashida. She was like, no, like, honestly, this person was good to me and I messed up. I did that. I don't even know why I did that, which is important. Another human aspect. Sometimes we do bad things or things that we know will hurt people we love, and we don't even know why we did it.
That is right. That's really it. You really summed it up right there. I really want to know, like, should infidelity be a reason to end a relationship?
Excuse me, which somebody's best friend? Yeah, we're ending it. We're engaged. Like, this is not there's a commitment that's been made, and now you're sleeping with my best friend. No, Sully, don't stop. Don't do that.
Hey, but love, though. Remember love?
Okay, that's not love, though. That's not, I'm sorry, because maybe, yes, she did love, and she and she messed up, but the thing is, there's messing up, and then there's... She understands why she lost that person. There's no way scenario in her life or in like years where she would be like, oh man, that person overreacted. She will always know why she lost that situation, which was herself. It doesn't mean she can't live with herself. You can live with herself and forgive yourself for that mistake. But I could also understand why that person, even though they've forgiven you, would not want to be with you again, because there's forgiving and then there's trusting.
I guess, well, you know.
don't do that, because see, you're trying to, like, don't be a man out here in these streets, okay?
Don't be a man out here in this wild.
Don't be a man. But no, I, and then obviously it goes into, for me, the saddest song on the project, Lost One. That when
this
it came,
song is sad?
Yes, it's sad to me because when it came out, first of all, I was like, Jasmine, this is not what I don't want to be sad right now. I was in the middle of a hard time of 2020, okay? I was like, give me something like price tag. Don't let me sit on it or some. You know what I mean? I was looking for a different type of vibe. But no, she came out with Lost When. That was the first single off of this project. And that Don't Have Too Much Fun Without Me, you know, in the chorus. Please Don't Forget About Me. Try Not to Love No One. And incredibly emotive as she's singing this song. There's a lot of passion behind the words. It feels like probably one of the most personal songs to her on this EP, in my opinion. In the pre-chorus, she talks about, and if it's too late, I understand. Sometimes it's too late to make amends. Obviously, a direct reference to what Rashida was just talking about. Yeah, after you've effed my best friend, it's too late to make amends there. That's when it's too late. But yeah. What did you think of the song?
Again, the writing. I don't think there's a lot of songs that really explain the stages of like grief when it comes to breaking up. Mm-hmm. I love the fact where she's like, don't, please, just no matter what you do, don't post the Instagram pics after we break up. Don't start dating a bunch of people. Please just at least spare my emotions. I know I did you wrong, but please.
Yeah. Yeah. It even shows our selfish nature as well, because humans in relationships are very possessive. I had a talk about that with a few friends at one point about like what exactly monogamy is. And in the essence of monogamy, it is a selfish act, of course, because we want that person to be only ours, and vice versa. We are making a sacrifice to be that person's only. But a lot of us try to, you know, finesse out of that promise, but expect that the other person still remains the same. That is selfish in itself.
This is true. This is 100% true.
I absolutely think this song is stunning. I remember initially not liking it very much, but I realized I didn't like it very much because a lot of it was too true for me. Okay.
It was in your home, huh?
She came right in there, sat down, started eating her food. I was like, excuse me. relax. But it's true. Sometimes I can say that about myself. Sometimes you don't want to hear about the other person moving on or having even fun without you, because you're like, even if you're having your own fun, you're like, but you can't have fun. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's we're troubled, you know, it's human nature. Michael Jackson talks about it. We're strange people. So we're just strange beings. And I love how they're addressing this so head on, and they're not shying away from these themes that people just don't even want to talk about or don't even want to admit of themselves. So that's beautiful. And then Precious is mad honest right here. Okay. If he doesn't have money, I am not effing him. That's just from the jump. Okay. So that means you're not even taking any chances on Precious Tale. She says, money makes me, I can't say that word, but I feel like when I see a man thriving out here hustling in many different ways, that turns me on more than anything. And I'm not dealing with anyone who does not have money, because I know my worth. And my childhood plays a big role on this. Me not having stuff as a child, me wanting more out of life, it plays a big role in this. Growing up, that just gave me ambitions. Okay, I'm gonna get my own. I'm gonna be able to stand on my own. But I'm not gonna deal with anyone unless you can contribute to what I'm doing. I'm not gonna be seen around being here for no broke N-word. What I know, it's N-words out here that'll cash out. When I know it's N-words out here that'll cash out on me. Sorry.
I love this. I didn't care for the stuff at the beginning, but when she started talking about her childhood, I was like, she knows. She knows why she has this attitude to this thing.
Good. It's self-awareness. I like
it. I don't mind you doing your nonsense. Just make sure that you know where it stemmed from, so that when someone calls you on your nonsense, you're like, hey, I didn't have stuff as a kid. Mm. So, you know.
So, I mean, it's trauma. It's trauma that we're putting onto other people, of course. But because you have such an extreme fear of being poor or of regressing back to a time where you felt that you had less or you didn't have enough to survive, you are not taking any chances. So it's like she's making sure that she's stacked up. It's like, either not only am I going to have it because I'm working hard for what I want, but I'm also going to make sure that you have it. So there's no possibility that I can ever return back to that. And that's a real statement. And she's like, she said, she's not going to be out here wasting her time. You know, again, I'm just speaking in Precious's voice, not saying this is me, but like, she's not gonna be out here wasting her time or building up a broke person where there's rich people out here that would be gladly contributing to her lifestyle. So why not?
This is true. And mind you, for other people that are thinking, oh, you can't be looking for money, you'll never find a lovely relationship, that's a lie. There's somebody out here that's willing to do both. Okay?
That's facts. That's facts.
So, you know.
So this goes into, Precious Tell goes into my favorite song on the EP called The Other Side. This song reminds me a lot of a song on Reality Show. And she's talking about basically her dreams. It's I actually feel it's a combination of the song Silver Lining and not Hood Love. What is the one where he says you know the song on Reality Show where basically like the guy becomes, when he gets on, he kind of left her. What the label said he should be single. Wait. Y'all know what the song I'm talking about. I can't remember it, but it's a combination of Silver Lining and that track, because basically when he got on, he kind of just started ignoring her. But it's just the vibe that this song gives me. She talks about in the pre-chorus very basic things that we've all heard a lot of people say. I'm gonna move to Atlanta, I'm gonna find me a rapper, he gonna buy me a booty, let me star in a movie, I'm gonna keep up my fitness, I'm gonna start me a business, and I'll never be broke again, struggling, God as my witness.
My witness. Oh, live your truth. That's all that's asked of you. Just live your truth. It's as beautiful as that.
And the chorus hits me because I've never been a type of person that necessarily wants to be like super rich. I'll never want to be Oprah, Jeff Bezos rich. And again, I'm not blocking that if that's what the Lord wants for me, but that's not really my MO. But the chorus says, can't wait to be rich, want a better life, diamonds, cars, and trips, all money can buy. I just want to live on the other side. I just want to live on the other side. And that, I feel like the rich that she's talking about, it's not like necessarily like out here, like just too rich for my own good, which it's juxtaposed with the next line, we can't wait to be rich, want a better life. And I think that's just that part. We all want a better life. We all kind of want to live on that other side. Nobody really wants to struggle. And people who don't admit that, you're fake, because nobody wants to, everyone wants to be comfortable. Even let's say like you decide to live your life in the woods and be a hermit. You want to be able to feel comfortable to call in your groceries, to do what it is that you want to do, to buy your fishing gear. Like, you don't want to be struggling to say, where am I going to find this next dollar to do this? I don't have enough money to do this. People want to be comfortable. You want a better life than your situation. It's the truth.
This is beautiful. I just want options. I don't want to count my money before I go buy bread at the store. I just want to be good. Now, people might frown on the way she's going about this, but then I'm like...
But why? Because it's like, it's honestly, we could frown on the way that they're going about this, but it's a way that's worked. And I thought, okay, so Amber Rose said a similar thing. Kanye said in a song, he said, I remember Amber told my boy, no matter what happens, she ain't going back to Philly. And it was like, it's like Amber Rose was like, I'm out of this life regardless. Whatever happens with Kanye, I am not going back to Philadelphia the way I came. That's a fact. So yes, maybe she moved on to a different rapper who was in his prime, had a baby by him. You know, now she built a brand for herself. But the thing is, she took the opportunity that she had. She was in a different world and she used it to her ability. I'm not going to look down on that because I don't have the guts to do that.
No, you're right. When you say you don't have the guts to do that?
Yeah, it's not into my moral code, but I can't look down at other people who say, hey, I'm going to climb this type of ladder to get where I want to go, because I'm out here struggling. I thought the other day, you know, you actually suggested a documentary to me called Fake Famous or something.
Yeah.
And watching that, it's like, am I going to, these people, maybe some of them are buying followers or whatever, and they have inflated numbers, but it's a formula and it's working to get them a better life, trips, free things, a paycheck, sponsors. Am I gonna ish on these people for using a working formula and making money and benefiting off it, off of a system that's already rigged, just because I can't, just because I'm too moral to do that? I'm too moral to buy followers?
No, you're right. The thing is, you can't be spouting words like dignity, morality, pride, and all that nonsense while you're poor. It's really hard to have all those things to stand on when you're broke. Broke, it does not look good on anybody. So I understand her. She's coming from without, and she's figuring out how to get wit. So, yes, please move to Atlanta as quick as possible. And for those people that want to do this, just do it. Mm-hmm. Don't waste your time contemplating what people think about you, how they're going to feel about you. Just do it. Mm-hmm. Time is not going to wait for you to get your facts. Stuff in order.
Facts. It waits for no one. And that's the thing. Like, listen, I don't want to tell y'all too much things on this radio, right? You know what y'all got to do? Y'all got to hit my DMs, you know, at Nikki Music, at NICKYMUSIQUE. Come have a talk with me, because I have a few little things I want to say that I can't say here. If you hit me up as well, I can direct you to Sully's page if you want to chat with him, because I can't remember his at right now. But I will say, I just remembered the song that was on reality show that I wanted to compare it to. It's called Brand New. So I think this The Other Side is a little bit of a combination of Brand New and Silver Lining. If you know, you know. And then we get into the last segment of the EP, which is Amanda's Telling, Girl Like Me. So Amanda's talking about some real stuff that this comes to the crux of the album, the reality of the album, what we talked about in the beginning of is it more me or is it the world pushing this on me? And it says, and she starts laugh, it's a little hurtful that I can't just be confident. And, you know, in being with one person that I got to look over my shoulder, looking at these girls on Instagram. And it's hard sometimes because I don't have all that they have. And the sex has become my superpower. It's like sex is where I'm finding my worth. You know, it's the one thing that I know I can keep you coming back to me. But at the end of the day, even if you don't really want me, I know you're going to want that. And in one way, it's empowering. It's another way. In another way, it's sad. I feel moments of sadness knowing that, you know, just me alone and who I am is not enough. And that's where we come to, because she speaks about this, as she says, in one way, it is empowering to be sexually free, to be liberated, to be able to use that as some kind of force. But in another way, it's like, is that all you want from me? And then in one sense, is it kind of like, I'm nothing except for that thing that I can offer. And that's tough.
There's the thing, I was talking to a friend about this. I was like, people preach sexual agency. People preach all this wonderful, lovely, lofty ideas. But no one really is telling someone that it's all right to be quote unquote the basic bitch. It's all right to just be normal. It's all right to, you don't have to, don't look at others. You don't have to aspire to, you can if you want to, but it's all right to just be you.
But that's not what she's seeing though. She's seeing on Instagram all of these girls that are winning. And since she doesn't have that, maybe that body to offer, that type of look to offer, she knows what she can offer is her vagina. And she's like, I know that they're going to come back for that. So it's like, it gives her a sort of sense of self-worth. And that's the problem there.
But that's the thing. The girls on Instagram, the girls on social real. Media, they are not real. Like, I recently just found out the amount of Photoshop that happens on Instagram, and mm-hmm. I was appalled. Mm-hmm. But the thing is this, you keep seeing that and people keep telling you, this is the way to go. You have to have that. If you don't have that, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. And you keep meeting all those men that keep telling you, hey, I want that and I need that. I think everyone needs a time to just like, just forget all the domestication, just all the nonsense. Like,
no, I agree with you. I think it's obviously it's too much. And I think that there is, of course, there's a sense of owning your sexuality with sex. There's a part that you should be confident, but you shouldn't feel like you're doing it in order to keep up with some arbitrary image that doesn't even really exist, to be honest. Like, all those people do not look the same in person. You run into some of these quote-unquote influencers or social media personalities at Sephora and they be looking wholly different, completely different. So
God,
you have to understand that it's an unrealistic view. And and you know what Girl Like Me does, which we go into Girl Like Me, the last track on EP, another favorite of mine, but little acoustic bop featuring her, this track, Jasmine is talking about falling into the trap now. You know, yeah, I made a profile on Twitter, guess I'm getting desperate. Not Twitter, sorry, Tinder. And it's like, basically falling into what Amanda was just talking about. Yo, like, yeah, I'm gonna do what it is I need to do. Like, you're gonna make a hoe out of me, in the quote-unquote definition of what society deems as hoe. You're gonna, I have to be like these other girls, this girl like me.
Yes, at this moment, and I know I'm not a dad yet. I do not have plans of being a dad at any point, but this moment is what scares me. The moment that my daughter has to have this conversation with herself or with her friends, that's the moment that scares me, because you know that what it can only, for me, it can only go two ways. Is either she accepts herself at the end of this conversation, or she's in the club on her way to Atlanta. That's what this scares. This moment.
I'm gonna go to Atlanta. I'm a family of rap.
Like, that's the moment. This to me, this is the genesis of everything being spoken about in the album. Well, except for Sit on It and Put It Down. But this is the genesis of everything that happens in the album. Like,
That's an interesting view. So it's like the catalyst that kind of, it's like it goes into a cyclical. It goes into a cycle. Like, it starts at that point and we end up at the beginning.
Yes.
No, I like that. One thing that I will say, vocally on this track, Jasmine has a certain wind that comes in the second part of the song, around the second verse. The power that she starts to, it just automatically wakes you up, because the song started so softly, it was almost catering to the feeling, and then she gets angry with herself. You know, and then she gets angry with men. She's like, y'all the ones be making us mad. Then say we don't know why we mad. So we start acting like we don't care, because y'all be taking us there. And I love, and it breaks, and you know, the last line is, she says, it breaks us to the core. Yes, of course, here it's a little bit not taking accountability for, you know, our parts in breaking ourselves. But yes, there's a lot of, and I think that the y'all, not only does it reference men, but the y'all references what society puts on women as well. Not just, it does break us to the core, because we see these images that are so impossible to live up to sometimes. And I also really, really love the way that they use her in this track. She's like an instrumental that's adding texture to all of the lines. Her is incredibly talented. She is fantastic. And I'm not, and I know we see her name a lot these days, but I'm not getting tired of seeing her, because she's that good.
She's good. She is giving me what Lauryn Hill didn't give me.
Ooh.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill left me with, can I say those words here?
What?
Blue balls.
At the end of the day, listen, we've said a lot here. So, I definitely get that. This song is, I don't understand. Like, my co-host on Breakdown to Lowdown, he doesn't like the song too much, and I just don't understand, because it's so good. It's so good. I replay it all the time. It's just, and it's real. Like, the album, I mean, the EP is raw, it's real, it's honest, and it's something that I feel only Jasmine could have delivered in this way. It's incredibly curated. I don't want to say too much of my overall thoughts, like my final thoughts, because I want to get into a couple tracks of the EP, and then we can come back and give our ratings. But what song do you think we should play?
Price Tags.
Okay, Price Tags. So we'll do Price Tags, and we'll do the other side, and we'll come back and give our ratings. Honest in my head. Want it, spend them bits. Yeah, I'ma take all I can get. That money keeps the pussy wet. Honest in my head. Want it, spend them bits. Yeah, I'ma take all I can get. That money keeps the pussy wet. Give me that. Fuck them price tags. I ain't looking, I just pick that. Tell me how I need to get that. Baby wanna pull the freak out. He say, yo, I see it's big now. That's right, reach down and pull the cash out. Make me love you, take it last out. Yeah. Honest in my head. Want it, spend them bits. Yeah, I'ma take all I can get. That money keeps the pussy wet. Honest in my head. I go to work, get a job, I don't care nothing about. My rent is due later, only God have to pay up. I never can save up, think I run out of favor.
a rapper. He gon' buy me a booty. Maybe star in a movie. I'ma keep up my business. I'ma start me a business. And I'll never be broke again, struggling. God is my witness. We heard about a new club where all the ballers party. I'm hoping these titties can get me out the city.
All right, everyone. Yes, you're still tuned into The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday, 3 to 5 p.m. Make sure you tell all your friends, tell their friends and tell their cousins and all that stuff. So what you just heard, that was Jasmine Sullivan, The Other Side. Before that, we started off the segment with Jasmine Sullivan featuring Anderson .Paak. Price Tags, two tracks off of the newly released Ho Tales, which is literally what it sounds like. It's Tales of Ho. You know what I mean? And we've been having conversations in the studio right now where we kind of like dissect and analyze a project and discuss the tracks on the project and the themes and stuff. Now we've come to the end of that. We should really give our little ratings. Now, do you want to go first? Out of 10.
10.
Is it out of 10? Is it? Yeah, out of 10. Yeah, out of 10.
Yes, 10.
Oh, that's the rating. 10.
You don't understand. Like, someone say, okay, this is not an album for guys to listen to. It's just for someone who's been looking for really good R&B. I found some, but this adds to the to my playlist. I've just been listening over and over and over again. It's so wonderful.
It is.
I've tried to make sure that every new person I meet, I'm like, have you listened to Jasmine Sullivan Hotels?
Wow. That's good. That means this is what all artists should strive for people to be so excited about their art that they mention it to everybody they talk to.
Hey, man, that will only happen if you're saying something.
Yeah. No, yeah. Overall, I think the message is so good here. And you couple it with Jasmine's incredible vocals, the incredible stories as well. It's just, it's a winning combination. For me, it's what you would say on these video games, a flawless victory. This is what it is. When it comes in terms of EP, this is a 10. Now, actually, I think that if this was like a full-length album of just this theme, I would have needed something different. I would have needed something like more than just the 2 points that kept going back and forth. But in the sense of these, actually, I think they're like 7 or 8 tracks, it's perfect. It's contained. It doesn't drag on too long. It's not, and it, you know, it makes all of the sense in the world. So yes, I will also give it a 10. I will give it a 10 because there's nothing I can really complain about on this project. Lyrically, it's stunning. Vocally, it's incredible. Some of the stuff that she's attempting on Girl Like Me, things that she's doing on Lost Ones, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. So those are, you know, our final thoughts and kind of our analysis of hotels. This was fun, man. This was fun.
But just hold on.
Okay.
In case anyone is listening, this will be a wonderful project and a lovely discussion topic with a bunch of guys. Find out exactly what are the quote-unquote F-boy stories that you could tell. A male version of this will be really, really nice.
That would definitely be interesting.
The moments where you found out that you had a baby from the one night stand, I really want to hear a song about that. The women that you're playing with, I just want to hear about that.
I feel like I'm trying to see what's an artist that could do that. Maybe like Sir or Brent Faiyaz maybe could do one of these, a male version of this.
Brent is playing with me. No, Sir. Sir is the only one. That smoky voice with the beats from Soundwave, yes, he will do justice to it. I mean, his last album had stuff like this in it, but...
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, shout out to Jasmine Sullivan again for delivering. Even you didn't come when I wanted, but you came right on time, sis. So, you know, you wet my beak for a full-length project. I want a good 14, 15 tracks from you, sis. I'm excited for whenever you want to drop that in my lap.
Album is on the way.
Yeah, I know. So it's whenever she wants to drop it in my lap, I'm ready. So thank you so much for joining me in Conversations in a Studio. I know you don't want to share your social media, but if you want to, maybe you can if you want. But
social media is not a real place. You can know one to follow me.
Okay, so y'all can follow me at Nicki Music, at NickyMusiQue. The music is spelled in French, and I'll let you know where to find him if y'all want to hear more of his thoughts, because he got some interesting thoughts. Now we're gonna get right back into the music, because we have to end off the show real quick. So let's get into some of that new Malcolm Lang.
And I will see you guys next week. Hit up at the spot 903 on social media. Have a great week. In the cradle of my arms where you're supposed to be, but you're running. Why you running from me? I'm as close to this vision, lady, you and me. Won't you trust me? Trust me. Trust in me. I will never, no, ever deceive what you don't know what you want. I won't waste my time. I don't. I've been sitting waiting. I've been sitting patient. Now tell me, baby, tell me, please. Are you anticipating that you put your guard down? And I'll be that source of comfort, protection like a father, and nurture like a mother. Baby, I got you vulnerable. I know you can't stand me. See, I put you in the awkward position.
Production Nuit d'Afrique and TD Bank Group are proud to present a musical encounter between Africa and First Nation. Migma Africa, Jelly Tafa, and Anna Schneid on the stage of the National and broadcast live on the Nuit d'Afrique Facebook page Friday, February 26th at 8 p.m. More information on productionnuitdafrique.com.
You need quality sounds? Tune into CKUT 90.3 on the Frequency Modulation Band Radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information. CKUT.